The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into his nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia.
Today, I really have a sense of gratitude to our new Pope, John Paul II. He is very courageous to declare the Feast of Divine Mercy on the second Sunday of Easter. As you know, in 1931, Jesus appeared to a Polish sister. And she was a young novice, Faustina. I don't know how to read his full name. Faustina was very weak. But he tried to offer all her life for the sake of Jesus.
She loved Jesus unconditionally. And Jesus knows it. So gradually, Jesus appeared to her in a very special way, showing her his heart with two bright lights from his heart. That's what you have seen in many pictures of the Divine Mercy. White and red, symbolizing water, blood, baptism, Eucharist, completely love. And that's what Jesus asked Sister Faustina to promote this feast to the whole world. She was a little sister there by that time. Until today, she was a little sister. That means she has no power to do anything. He just invites the people to trust in this divine love of God, this divine love of Jesus. As you can understand, first of all, her superior, the other sisters, nobody believed her. Just saying, that was her fantasy. You can imagine, when you have a true inspiration from the Lord, and the one you trust, that means her superior, didn't believe at all. You can see how much you suffer when there's no trust. The same as in the family. If there was no trust, it's death. That's how Sister Faustina, all her life, suffering for this. There was in 1931. Until the year 2000, you can imagine, for all 70 years. Only gradually. That's why I'm saying, JP2, our beloved John Paul II, against much the opinion of the theologians, all the people by the time when the Pope promulgated his feast, all the big theologians, they doesn't listen. That's why even today, this feast, not very well taken, well felt. Nobody understand much. Some church just mentioning some names. That's all. You can understand theologically. They say, the resurrection of the Lord is biggest. What they consider, the devotion towards the Sacred Heart or Divine Mercy, consider the second class. That means not the first class. So they don't like it. But the Pope, he still promulgates this. That's why, until today, so hard to invite some priests, some parishioners, to have this devotion towards the Divine Mercy. But anyway, it's not important how much we believe or not, but important is the message. The message itself is very important. In the heart of Jesus, especially those sinners, especially those against him, all in his heart. He desired that all be forgiven. We all be into the light of the Lord. That's why in the garden, Gethsemane garden, he was crying, suffer, not because whatever the way he will the next day, the cross. No, not for himself, all for those sinners, the stubbornness, people close their heart. That's what made Jesus cry. They close their heart. Jesus just once again wants the people know that God loves each one of us individually, immensely, unconditionally. That's why he opens his heart, share his life. So, look at the picture and meditate a little bit about this love. As a matter of fact, today many visioners, especially one of the priests, the Italian priest in Italy, Father Gobbi, he's the one who promotes the cenacle prayer. He also has visions from our Heavenly Mother. Today, people close their door, their heart, close the door towards God. They do things against the will of God. That's the world today. That's why now today the world, worldwide, promote same-sex marriage, legalize abortion. Anything this, what Jesus taught, they just close the door. And that's the world we are living in. And that's what Jesus is crying, telling us, pray, pray for this situation. If you have the faith, keep it yourself and pray for it. Pray for those who doesn't believe. Jesus invites us, especially today, in this Feast of Divine Mercy, have to trust. Why the theologian doesn't believe in Sister Faustina? The same way as all the disciples didn't believe the word of Mary Magdalene. You read from the Gospel, you know, Mary Magdalene is the first one who witnesses that the tomb is void. Jesus, disciples, that the angel says, he is risen. But none of the disciples, the apostles, believe. Then the two, Peter and John, hurried to the tomb. In last week's gospel, Peter was the last one to arrive. He entered, and then John. Then John, seeing that all the cloths were separate, he said, that disciple, that means himself, he believes. The rest, they just wonder, but didn't believe. So that's why when Thomas today, he came home, and the other 11 disciples said, we have seen the Lord. Thomas said, no way, unless with my finger touch his hole, I won't believe. That's what we are, human beings today. We don't believe. We want to see signs. We want to see miracles. But you don't have a simple faith. Trust. In a simple way, Jesus loves us. We don't believe that. We just complain whatever we don't have. Complain that we are not always perfect. But we never appreciate those things that we have. I just tell you one short story. In the year 2001, I was sent to work in Toronto. And I'm happy there, because I met a lady who was stigmata. She is a young lady. She has the gift of stigmata. I think in the year 2002, I went to see her. That was on the first Friday. And that year, she was bleeding on her feet and hands, holes with blood, just like the death of Jesus. So after the meeting, I greeted her. I gave my hand to her. She still have the holes, the blood there. But by the time I shook her hand, I was retelling myself, I'm another Thomas. I thank the Lord that through her, them experienced that's exactly the same experience of Thomas. I really believe, say, my Lord, my God. I thought I have enough faith, but I don't. And Jesus just showed me this little gift through this person, a simple person who have stigma. That's how Jesus, through people, is telling us some truth. Simple people. So don't look down on any person. Maybe in the past, they were not it. They might not have as much as you have spiritual experiences. Doesn't matter. God works through them. And that's how I encounter divine mercy. Because I was in Toronto, first arrived. And that's another story. One day, two ladies joyfully bringing a big, large picture of divine mercy come to my office. In my office in the church, they told me, Father, give it to you of divine mercy. You know, by that time I was coming from Hong Kong, kind of incredulous. Okay. I say, no way. We have no place. So I just put that statue at the back of my office door and let it be there. I thank the Lord. He gave me another chance. The very next day, when I went to the church, it just comes to some inspiration. By the time I don't understand why. I was looking for a place, whether it's possible or not possible, to put that picture of divine mercy. And then I find a place quite good, corresponding to the other side, and quite good. You know what? After I put the statue, the picture of divine mercy in the church, it's called the Chinese Martyrs Church in Toronto, Markham area. All grace is coming for all the parishioners. All these last 6 years when I was there, fullness of graces through Jesus. Believe that. You have to trust. If you have, keep a picture of divine mercy in your room, in your office. Look at it and tell Jesus, Jesus, I trust in you. And that's the only word Jesus wants us to say, because we don't trust. So tonight, I invite all of you, have one mind, one heart, and tell Jesus, Jesus, we trust in you.